pumping and selling it through a local registry. Why have you been doing that? You were well compensated for the surrogacy, correct? She adjusted her glasses as she glared at me. I was feeling a bit self-conscious. Yes, I was paid well for my services. So why bother going through the inconvenience of pumping? Do you have addictions or vices that drain your account? And please, be honest. Your blood test will reveal all to me. There's no sense hiding it. Addict? I shook my head rapidly, trying to keep the nervous tremors rolling through me from showing in my speech. Nope. No vices. I just don't understand why someone as young as you are is doing all of this. What's wrong with getting a part-time job somewhere? Her face showed no emotion. I could tell this woman took her job very seriously. I was under a microscope. The pay is better than stocking shelves or waiting tables, and it helps people. I did my best not to scoff at her as she just stared at me blankly. Plus, I have no family to help me. I was a foster kid. I'm on my own, and I'm trying to pay my way through nursing school. It's not cheap, and I'd like to avoid getting a student loan. I took a deep breath to compose myself. I spend most of my time studying. If I get a conventional job, I'll get trapped and never finish. I can study while I pump. And I like how I look now, I thought. I hadn't thought about it before the surrogacy, but with my breasts engorged all the time, it was like a free boob job. Boys noticed me now when I walked down the halls. It was a pleasant change from my tiny A cups that left me looking like a child playing at being an adult. The extra calories I was burning was a plus, too. I contributed my milking to getting me back to my pre-pregnancy size, with a flat belly but slightly larger hips now. All in all, though, pumping was just another chore to me, like doing the dishes or vacuuming the living room. But I kept that all to myself. The stone-faced woman didn't need to know any of it. Dr. McPhee folded her hands together on the desk, finally showing a tiny bit of emotion with a small smirk. It is nice to hear about a self-sufficient young woman trying to better herself. But I'm not sure you know how involved this work can become. It can be more than the pump and dump that you're used to. And just to be clear, once you sign with a client, you will no longer be able to use the milk registry. I nodded, feeling nervous and a bit insulted at the same time. Yes, I know. I did the research before inquiring. I'm sorry I rambled. Frankly, as long as I'm still able to go to school, I don't care what's expected of me. I know this will not be anonymous, and I will put in my notice with the milk bank. As long as you are informed, she said, returning to her cold demeanor. A stack of papers were slid towards me. Read and sign these, then. Initial where asked. I went through the stack quickly, eager to get home and back to studying the nervous system. In the back of my mind, I knew I should have read every line, but none of it mattered. My pay would be much higher here, which would ease my financial stress. And once everything was signed and initialed, I slid the stack back with a smile. The doctor straightened the papers and slid them into a manila folder. All right. Expect a phone call in a few days. We just need to run your labs and find a good match for your milk. That was that. I got up and left for home. The following Tuesday, I got the call I'd been waiting for. They scheduled my meeting the following evening to meet my milk recipient at the clinic. It was odd timing, but they said 6:30 was the only available slot, and I had no classes at night, so I let it go. I couldn't wait to meet the parents and the little one I'd be providing for. I dressed conservatively, but casually, in a black pencil skirt and a light pink sweater. I needed this job, and I didn't want to freak out the mother in my usual college clothes. And as I sat waiting, left alone in a large office at a conference table that panned the length of the room, I couldn't...